Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for a Carbon School District update. Joining me in the studios right now from the Carbon High School Student Government, we have got student body officer in service, Hannah Powell, and President Colton Cave. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing good.
Real good.
Good. Well, let's go ahead and get started. Hannah, I want to talk to you first. Tell me a little bit about the huge event that's coming up. It's Carbon Christmas, and you guys always have this crazy elaborate schedule that you're always doing so many cool things, and it's for a really great cause.
Yeah, so every year we just basically fundraise for students in our community or families in our community for the Christmas time, because some people have a hard time during this season, and so what we do is we just kind of raise some money to help those families out. So
with the huge amount of fundraisers that you guys are doing right now, there are a ton of different opportunities for people to donate and kind of help out. So you guys are going to be doing, this is one of my favorite ones, your odd jobs. Tell me a little bit about odd jobs. What is that?
So we just go around to different communities, just different houses, and we just kind of ask if there's anything we can do for you. It's all service, but donations are accepted and encouraged since it is for the community. So if there's anything we can do, we will have a group of us out there helping you out. So
basically, if you hear a knock at your door and you look out and there's a bunch of high school students and you're thinking, what in the world is going on right now? You're basically just asking people, is there anything I can do for you? Around the house, out in the yard, what can I do for you to help out right now? And then you guys, I mean, community members can give you guys a donation. And hey, it's free work that you guys are doing. We donate to a really great cause.
Yep, exactly. It's a great way to earn money. So,
well, some more really fun things that are going on, and I know everyone has seen you guys around during the holidays at the grocery stores, and you guys are always out there doing caroling.
Yeah, so we go to Lynn's now, and then both sides of Walmart, both entrances, and we have, you know, some kids from the band there, some choir kids, us as student government. We're singing just, you know, traditional Christmas music, and we're just there with small donations, pocket change, you know, anything you have left over when you're shopping, we just take donations.
Well, donations will be continued to be accepted, and then you guys have a couple of other events coming up, some of your really big ones. You're going to be at the craft fair on Saturday, and then also this weekend is the huge weekend for the Helper Christmas festivities. We've got the Electric Light Parade both Friday and Saturday night that you guys will be in the parade and accepting donations, right?
I have our huge Stuff the Bus there. So if you can either donate money to us, or you can just plan on stuffing the bus. That, I think it's in a couple Saturdays from then. So,
absolutely. So many great things going on with Carbon Christmas. Now, Colton, you are the president. So tell me a little bit about how you have seen the benefits of what you guys are doing during this time of the year for the community.
So when basically just at the high school, when you see the whole school kind of get on the same page as service, and it changes the attitude from, you know, that, you know, typical high school attitude you get to a lot more generous, and it's just you can get that holiday spirit. And when you go around the community and you see everyone talking about Carbon Christmas, it all goes to a way huger cause than just to the high school. We've paid, you know, families rent and their electricity and stuff that they can't afford. We, you know, do Christmas for kids that families can't afford it. It's such a great experience, and it's so awesome to see the kids of our school and our community, you know, willing to help and serve. It's just awesome.
Well, Hannah, before we wrap up, tell me a little bit about your role with Carbon Christmas, because I know that you are over service, so you have a huge role in this particular event.
So, like she said, I'm in charge of service, and so I'm over all of Carbon Christmas. I'm in charge of overseeing all the projects that go on and making sure all the student government members are keeping up with their what they're in charge of. And I'm also just planning different events and finding different ways to make money throughout the whole month of December. So that's my part in it.
And you know what I love about the Carbon Christmas event? It always seems like, and especially for you, I think that your job is probably really easy because you don't have to beg or force any of the members to participate. It's just a really great event. And this is an opportunity for all of the community to get involved, participate, donate where you can. Well, Colton, is there anything else that you would like to mention?
We'll be back again next week to give you kind of more of a weekly update. We'll have kind of like little pull tabs around all the stores and businesses around Carbon County. You can register a night for us to come do odd jobs. We'll have an email and a number you can text on there. And we'll have benefit nights that we'll have dates announced later.
Fantastic. Well, that has been Hannah Powell and Colton Cave from Carbon High Student Body Office. Make sure to tune in next week because I'll have them back in the studios to give us an update, let us know where they're at with Carbon Christmas, and just a quick reminder of all the great things that are happening in the community with Carbon Christmas. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.